Welcome to today's Barry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to chat with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Field Agronomist Megan Anderson. So let's just get started with this. The last time we talked was following the derecho storm and a lot of crops damaged throughout Dallas County there. Can you kind of run through what the last couple of weeks have been like with you and your role working with farmers and
We're to the point where people are able to more accurately evaluate what's happening with our corn crop that's been affected by the derecho. Maybe making plans for how that crop is actually going to be harvested. And then in some cases, some of the fields are badly affected enough that instead of making plans for crop harvest, farmers are beginning to make plans or have already actually destroyed the crop once it's been released by crop insurance to do so. So we're starting to see that some of these things are happening this fall with regard to the immediate management of the derecho affected corn anyway.
And you know, between this spring and this summer, if it's not one thing, it's the other. And if it's not millions of crops being damaged with a natural disaster, it's trying to get everything ready to go for harvest and severe drought conditions plaguing a lot of crops throughout Dallas County and West Central Iowa specifically. Can you kind of run through what the latest is as far as that and how that's affecting crop conditions?
Absolutely. All summer long, really, we've been just incredibly dry, and we get a little bit of rain here or there in that kind of Dallas and Boone County area, but it just is not enough to prevent the soil moisture from decreasing quite dramatically. And so we essentially have tapped out of most of the moisture that was available for the corn crop kind of in July in a lot of cases. And in some cases with the soybean crop, we were really holding out, hoping to get some rainfall in August. And it came a little bit, but it just didn't really come in the way that we needed that rainfall to. And so what we've seen as a result of that, and we've had some warmer temperatures too that have helped speed things along, but really the crop has kind of rushed to maturity, especially after last week when we were in kind of the 90 degree temperatures. And so we're seeing that the crop this year is in some cases 10 to 14 days ahead of where we would expect it to be in more of a normal year if we had typical crop development, just because of how dry and in some cases how warm we've been.
Now, I'm not going to pretend like I know basically anything about agriculture and farming, but can you kind of educate me a little bit on just how all these conditions are coming together to impact crops, and what does that do to the bottom line and the final production?
Yeah, so ideally for both corn and soybeans, in a lot of cases, we would like to have rapid or, you know, warm temperatures, nice, warm, sunny conditions to get us through sort of vegetative development. And then when it gets to reproductive development, what we would really like is timely rainfall, and we want more moderate temperatures, because the longer we can kind of draw out that reproductive development time, so basically any time that the crop is flowering or trying to produce grain, if we can draw that out longer by having more, you know, normal or average temperatures, that gives that crop more time to fill grain. And so when we speed things up in reproductive development, basically we are hastening through the reproductive stages, which means the crop is trying to fill grain and it's doing it on a shorter timeline. So inevitably that means lower yields than we would expect to see in more normal conditions.
Now, as we're approaching harvest season, you know, it's never early enough to kind of get some safety tips going in the ears of both farmers and drivers out and about on roads. Can you kind of just give me a quick breakdown on what people should have on their radar as harvest season approaches and kind of the timeline that people should expect to kind of get that on their radar?
Yeah, absolutely. So it will be no time at all. In fact, probably, you know, today we can find farm equipment out on the roads, and we absolutely need to be cautious when we are traveling around that farm equipment. Its maximum speed is going to be much lower than the speed of our typical vehicles on the highway. And they, of course, should have their hazard lights out. And the safest thing that somebody can do is slow down, be patient, and stay back from the equipment, because it's they're going to have more blind spots given that they are so large. They're going to be traveling slower, and they're going to typically not stay on highways for very long. So if you get caught behind them on a highway, it's probably because they didn't really have a choice but to be traveling on that highway, and they're likely to turn off on a gravel road where there's less traffic fairly soon anyway. So just making sure that we're paying attention to that we're being patient, and we're traveling as safely as possible. That's going to help prevent accidents on the road this fall. And then, of course, for our farmers or anybody who's going to be out in the field, we want to make sure that they're being extra cautious this fall as well. So not only are they being extra hyper aware when they're traveling out on the roads, but when we are in the crop fields this fall, there are going to be many more hazards than we would typically have in a more normal fall that we're going to need to be paying attention to. So we want to make sure that our farmers are being cautious as well.
And that was our conversation with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach field agronomist Megan Anderson. You can find this program online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com and on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you enjoy podcasts. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.